So we're going to continue as we have been. But I'm going to add a little flavor of how, using the mnemonic, which many of you know I've used over quite a few years now, of SLOW, S-L-O-W. Today we're going to emphasize S, L, and W. Tomorrow, O. We'll begin with L, gently. L's meaning lovingly, in a friendly way. When you're friendly about something, you don't have a lot of opinion. When you're friendly with someone, you accept them as they are and you care about them. When you're not so friendly, you have lots of opinions about them and you're always trying to fix them. Your friends, they're your friends. They're okay. Be friendly with your mind, with your practice, with yourself. Do this gently, do this persistently, don't take it personally. Don't get into a big story about how you are and how off your mind is. It is. Be friendly about it and keep training it, gently, persistently. S and W of S-L-O-W go together. They need each other. S is stay. Just like you're training the puppy. Come here, little puppy. Okay, now stay. 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 Sit. Settle down. It doesn't want to. It's hard to do it. So gently, we have to stay present. Not just get present and then rush away again, but settle down and sink into being present. Well, how we stay and sink and settle into anything, we have to actually be interested in it. If you're not interested in staying, why would you stay? More interested in Paris, thank you very much. So what helps you stay is W. And W stands for wonder. Wonder meaning curiosity. I wonder. It's a kind of innocent curiosity. You're not trying to be clever and accumulate a lot of knowledge to get something, to prove anything, to solve anything. But you need a certain fascination in being here in order to stay. When you're interested in something, you keep doing it. It's fascinating. So you need to be interested in what is happening right here rather than what's happening in your fantasy world. So W stands for wonder. And wonder has a flavor about it. I like that word because it's innocent. Children are full of wonder. They have these open faces, open minds, open eyes, open expression. What's this? What's this? What's this? What's happening? They're not trying to be brilliant professors and prove how clever they are to anybody. They just are fascinated by everything. So an innocent, open, curious wonder will help you stay here in a friendly way, in a gently, in a non-judging, non-blaming, non-critical way. Just befriend yourself. Befriend yourself as you train yourself. Be kind. Do this training because you love yourself. You love life. You want your life to be as good as it can possibly be. You want to be as loving, as happy, as free as you can be. That's a huge gift. That's because you love yourself. So L, lovingly. So let your eyes gently close. Adjust the posture. Try and get the angle in your pelvis so that your spine is upright without getting tired or sore. As well as an upright spine, extend it through lifting and floating the head on top. So it's light and loose. Dropping the front of the face, extending through the back of the head slightly. Relaxing all through the features of the face. Just as before. Relaxing all around the eyes, the forehead. Unclenching any clenching in the jaw. Loosening up those jaws. Lowering and relaxing your shoulders. Open. Soft around the abdomen. resting arms and hands comfortably, loosening around the legs. Feel yourself in this body, in that posture, in that chair or on that bench, in this room, orienting ourselves present. We're not trying to cut ourselves off from anything. We're trying to return to what's happening. Actually, when we go off to Paris and off into our fantasy world, we're cutting ourselves off from real life. We want to be here for it all of it. Feel the room around you. The energy collecting here in this room as we become settled down. Quiet, warm, safe, and friendly. Respectful energy here. Keeping this friendly, loving attitude to everything that happens. Encourage yourself. Help yourself, train yourself. L as in S-L-O-W, slow. L for loving, friendliness. S, stay right here. Sink into this experience. Get a little more interested, a little closer to your body sitting here. Feel the pressure underneath your seat, your feet, your knees, if you're kneeling. Feel your weight being held down by gravity as the earth spins in space. Holding us all to the surface. We can't fly off. Feel that pull. Feel the different tinglings, pressures. Feel the places where your clothing is tighter or where there's no clothing. Feel the warmth and bulk of a body, your body. Be interested in noticing, observing, and feeling yourself present. Notice how quickly we can notice so many different things, sounds and smells and body postures and itches and pressure points. Choose one or two and stay a little longer with each one. Feel your way into, settle yourself, sink, stay with your attention into whatever you notice. Slow it down. We only know very superficially because we're speeding around, jumping from one thing to another. When you really get to know something, it's because you really stay with it, get intimate with it, discover way more. Stay present. You'll start to see how kinds of thoughts have kinds of body tensions. Thoughts and emotions and physical holding patterns all go together. If you stay present, you'll see all these things. So stay with your body, sinking into some experience that you're noticing, slowly, fully, And then the home base that's always there, whatever else you notice, whatever else changes, will be this endless rhythmic breathing. So stay with your breathing. And come closer to it. Explore it. Find the area of your body where it's noticeable, clear for you to sense, perceive, experience. And then stay there with your attention. Start having some wonder, curiosity about this breathing that's going on your lifelong, without which you would die in a breath. Feel the nourishment of breathing in, your essential food, oxygen. Every cell of the trillions of cells in you depend on this in-breath. And feel the relief of the exhale. The body accumulates unwanted gas in a moment and needs to release it. Releasing through the exhale. Feel the sighing, the mini sighing that happens when you breathe out. It's a relief. Feeding and releasing, feeding and releasing over and over with each breath. Enjoy this, being fed and being able to release. Brilliant, essential, delicious. And you'll notice that there's a little more work involved when you breathe in and a little less when the body breathes out. It relaxes as it releases. You'll also notice if you have enough W going on that it doesn't stream in evenly. Just like walking isn't a smooth operation where you just in a straight line move through space. You undulate and you go faster and slower. The breath is the same. It starts coming in gently and then it speeds up until it's flooding in. And then it goes over the peak and starts to subside until gradually it comes to a halt and there's no more room. And there's a little delay, and then it starts gently to go out, and more out, and faster out, until it's flooding out, and then it starts to subside. When the bulk of it is out, it slows down, until gradually it ceases to leave you. And there's a delay, a larger delay, and then it begins again. Notice this subtlety of your breathing. Be interested. The beginning of a breath, the bulk of the breath, and wait for the end. See what you notice. What's a typical number of breaths you can be here and interested in before you fly away? And something else to notice. When you're gone, off in Paris or wherever you've gone, it's compelling. You don't know why you went. You don't know when you went. And you don't know why you come back. But suddenly you find yourself back. I want you to really notice the difference when you're present and when you're off wherever you've gone. It may be more juicy or dramatic when you've gone than when you're present, just sitting here in a basement of an old house, breathing. But when you're here, your ears are working, you can hear sounds, your sense of touch is working, you can feel all kinds of pressure, position, you could smell things, you could even taste them if you were eating. You can feel and be aware of the space of all the people here, none of which you notice when you're off with your juicy Paris trip. You're missing what's happening. Notice the difference. Notice how your senses are functional when you're present for them and dysfunctional when you're absent, except for the mental one. Tune into that difference. checking your posture, not too tight and stiff, relax, not too loose and slumped, be upright, float the head. Training the busy mind to settle down, just here, just this moment, breathing, sitting in this body, on this chair, gently but persistently. Now adding another mode, if you would like, don't feel obliged, but if you would like, I would invite you to gently, right where you are, without a lot of bother, come to a standing position. Just gently stand right up, right in your place, right there. Couple of sighs. Let your feet be apart so they're about under your shoulders. Relax your arms and hands either beside you, in your pockets. Hold your hands in front, hold your hands behind. Just let them hang, whatever is comfy. And initially, just notice the relief of a new position. Bring your weight so it's more or less even over the toes and over the heels. And to begin with, gently sway a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. Just a little, just imperceptibly relieving the hips. Do it fairly slowly. Letting one knee soften as you take the weight on the other leg. Now come to the center. And see if you can come completely still. Stand quite still. And stay here, noticing. And you will notice that you cannot stand still. There is always movement. Your kneecaps, your quads, your toes are all the time adjusting you to hold you there, stabilizing you. Notice these little subtle movements going on. Even when you try to stand still, let this body and its little adjustments be what you notice. Stay in your body. Don't try make it so still. Just stand. Notice what is involved as you stand. Let yourself be comfortable as you stand. And gradually allow yourself to notice this body and its stabilizing tactics and yourself breathing. You can have your body awareness in the foreground, but still notice that you're breathing in the background. And you can notice yourself breathing, the beginning and the ending of breaths, working and releasing with your body in the background. And you can notice that if you were tight or sore, it may be relieved now you're in a new posture. And you will notice that if you were slumped and falling asleep, that won't be happening in this posture. A good reason to stand is to relieve either of those extremes from sitting. Stay here lovingly with some wonder, interest about what's going on here in your body, in your immediate felt experience. Not theory, not ideas.